Grade beam installation. 5388. Grade beam installation involves preparing and excavating the site, setting up formwork, placing reinforcement, and pouring concrete. These beams connect footings or pile caps, effectively distributing building loads and enhancing structural integrity, especially on weak soils. Understanding grade beams. Grade beams are integral elements in construction, designed for both residential and commercial properties. They are reinforced concrete members constructed at grade level, acting as horizontal ties between footings or pile caps, thus playing a key role in transferring load from the superstructure to the subsoil strata. These beams help in distributing loads from bearing walls to disparate foundations such as pile caps or caissons. This distribution comes in handy, especially when soil bearing capacity is less than the anticipated design loads. Structurally, grade beams differ from wall footings or strap footings because they are primarily designed for bending and generally bridge pile caps. The benefit is they not only support walls, they transfer the weight of walls to separate, stronger foundations. This function is particularly important in areas with weak or compressible soils where traditional shallow foundations would be inadequate. In terms of dimensions, the depth and size of grade beams depend on load intensity and soil bearing capacity. Even though they consume less concrete, grade beams are stronger than plinth beams. However, it's worth noting that they are not suitable for supporting basements. Typical grade beam construction process. 1. Preparation and excavation. Excavate trenches based on beam levels. Level the ground if the beams are built directly on it. 2. Installation of framework. Install forms per the beam dimensions. Reinforcement cages are set on flat soling brick before side shuttering, important if beams are on the ground. 3. Placement of reinforcement. Reinforcement is set following structural drawings detailing the size, number, and placement of bars and stirrups. 4. Concrete pouring. Pour concrete into the beam. Ready mix or on-site mixed concrete is acceptable. Remove side supports after 24 hours, with bottom forms removed only after the concrete gains sufficient strength. For designing grade beams, engineers prepare moment and shear force diagrams and position the reinforcement based on these. They withstand wall loads, which are calculated per meter. Beam depth typically equals length 10. Armed with knowledge about grade beams, contractors can build sturdy, durable structures, satisfying safety requirements. Proper construction of grade beams is key for securing building stability, long-lasting durability, and optimal performance. All these combined provide assurance for a long-term success of construction projects. Equals materials and preparation. Grade beams are constructed using reinforced concrete. Built to act as horizontal ties, they connect footings or pile caps, distributing heavyweight loads evenly. This design makes them integral for structures built on soils with lower than expected bearing capacity. The foundation's size and depth depend on factors like soil bearing capacity and load intensity. Typically, at least 3 bars of 10 millimeters diameter are used for reinforcement, placed at the top and bottom of the grade beam. Before the installation process begins, a proper site assessment is required. The ground has to be leveled, especially if the beams are going to be constructed directly on it. This preliminary step plays an instrumental role in streamlining the construction process. Next comes the acquisition of required materials. The important materials involved in the construction process include concrete. It can be ready mix or mixed on site, depending on preference and requirements. Rebars or steel reinforcement. These provide enhanced strength to the grade beam, handling tensile forces. Formwork. Forms are set up following the beam's dimensions. Bottom forms are laid first if the beams are on the ground, and later, side shuttering is done after setting reinforcement cages on flat soling brick. These preparations are significant in ensuring a seamless construction process and maintaining the quality of the grade beam. A planned approach to site assessment and material acquisition helps minimize potential construction obstacles. Installation process. Grade beam installations begin with preparation and excavation. Based on the beam's levels, trenches are excavated and the ground is leveled if the beams are to be constructed directly on it. The next step involves the placement of the formwork. The forms are set up according to the dimensions of the beam. If the beam is constructed on the ground, the bottom forms are laid first. Following the formwork installation, reinforcement is placed. It is set based on structural drawings detailing the size, number, and placement of the bars and stirrups. When all is set, concrete is poured into the beam. This might be done using ready mix or concrete mixed on site. About 24 hours after the pour, the side supports are removed. The bottom forms are removed only when the concrete gains enough strength. Grade beams are more than just a foundation element. They play an important role in distributing the load from a building's superstructure to the underlying soil. They can be designed in different sizes, and they adapt to a variety of projects. Grade beams effectively distribute loads, serving as a reliable solution for supporting structures on weak soils and connecting deep foundation elements. The design of grade beams takes into account wall loads per meter. The depth of the beam is generally assumed as length divided by 10. The analysis includes constructing moment and shear force diagrams, and the reinforcement is designed accordingly. For continuous beams, negative moments at supports may require the placement of reinforcement at the top. Plus, common challenges and solutions. Grade beam installation can be significantly impacted by soil instability and moisture issues. Here, we discuss these challenges and provide practical solutions. Soil instability undermines grade beam stability, affecting the weight distribution of walls to separate foundations. Preventive measures include thorough soil investigation before the construction process. External forces and groundwater levels should be considered. Concrete pouring and reinforcement placement are intrinsic to successful grade beam installation and may be impacted by unstable ground conditions. Regarding moisture issues, if not well managed, they can damage the reinforcement and compromise the structure integrity. These issues can be controlled and prevented with comprehensive waterproofing techniques as part of the grade beam installation process. By employing these solutions, you can handle these challenges effectively, guaranteeing the long-term success and safety of your construction projects. Always ensure the adherence to industry best practices and building codes. Take advantage of our free inspection to assess your grade beam installation needs and challenges. For even more complex situations such as high moisture levels or unstable soils, consider foundation replacement as a reliable option. Sources used: CiviConcepts, the Constructor FAQ. What are grade beams and why are they important in construction? Grade beams are reinforced concrete elements used in both residential and commercial construction. They function as horizontal ties between footings or pile caps, crucial for transferring loads from the superstructure to the subsoil. This is especially vital in areas with weak or compressible soils where traditional foundations might fail. How do grade beams differ from other types of footings? Grade beams are designed primarily for bending and are distinct from wall footings or strap footings because they bridge pile caps, transferring loads to stronger, separate foundations. This makes them particularly effective in distributing loads over areas with varying soil conditions. What is the typical construction process for grade beams? The construction of grade beams involves several key steps. 1. Excavation of trenches to the specified beam levels and ground leveling. 2. Installation of framework and formwork according to the beam dimensions. 3. Placement of reinforcement as per structural drawings. 4. Concrete pouring, with removal of side supports after 24 hours, and bottom forms removed only after the concrete achieves sufficient strength. What materials are used in constructing grade beams? The primary materials include reinforced concrete and steel rebars for added strength. Formwork is also essential to shape the beam during concrete pouring. These materials ensure the grade beam can handle heavy loads and withstand tensile forces. What are some common challenges in grade beam installation and how can they be addressed? Common challenges include soil instability and moisture issues. Addressing these involves thorough soil assessments, considering external forces and groundwater levels, and employing waterproofing techniques. These steps help maintain the integrity and longevity of the grade beam structure. How are grade beams designed to handle loads? Engineers design grade beams by preparing moment and shear force diagrams to determine the optimal placement of reinforcement. This design process ensures the beams can adequately support wall loads calculated per meter, with the depth typically being 1/10 of the length. What should be considered before starting grade beam installation? Before installation, it is important to conduct a proper site assessment, level the ground, and acquire all necessary materials. Planning and preparation are key to avoiding potential obstacles during construction.